It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
And speaking of friends, we got friends, guests from the community, and to talk about Toys for Tots. They're ready to kick it off. They were going to have it earlier, the kickoff thing earlier in the month, I believe it was, but it got postponed. It's happening tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
It's happening tomorrow at the Marine Reserve Center, I believe is what they call it, but it's at the it's in that curve there in College Drive, right next door to Texarkana College and right across the street practically from the College Bowl. You know where it's at. It's been there forever, and it's going to be going on tomorrow. We've got Staff Sergeant Rabb and Petty Officer Groves in here with us this morning, and we do appreciate y'all taking a little bit of your time out early in the morning to come down and be on the radio.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Now, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Yeah. You were in here before, but I'd forgotten. You're from Colorado?
I am from Colorado.
Yes, we're in Colorado.
Colorado Springs.
Ah, I've heard of that.
It was exciting. I miss it a lot.
Good place to grow up.
It is a good place. It's really expensive now, so I don't know if I could live there now.
So tell us the path of getting from there to here.
Yeah, so I joined the Navy in 2009. I went to boot camp in October of 2009, right after I turned 18. It was pretty terrible. And then I went to boot camp in Great Lakes, Chicago, or Great Lakes, Illinois. And then went to New York for my first duty station, and then spent a few years in Gulfport, Mississippi, and then over in Texas. And now I've been here in Texarkana for about a year. I got a couple more years to go, and then I'll head off to the new destination at that point.
All right, Staff Sergeant Rabb. Did you say Tennessee and Connecticut?
I did.
Okay, tell us about that.
So, born in Connecticut. After a while, ended up living in Clarksville, Tennessee for basically the remainder of my life.
Uh-huh.
20, went to boot camp for the Marine Corps, Parris Island. And from there, I went from Lejeune in North Carolina to 29 Palms in California.
The desert, now, as you said.
Yes, the desert. So now I am here in Texarkana, Texas, which it's a nice change of pace, and it's nice to see green.
Yeah, green and trees and things like that, that are the desert. But we appreciate both of you, your service, and thank you so much for being involved in this Toys for Tots, because it's so special to help out families and kids who otherwise may not have anything or very little.
It changes
their season and makes it so nice. Tell us a little bit about the event going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
It starts at 1, right?
Starts at 1, that's correct. Mm-hmm. It starts at 1, it'll end at about 4 p.m. So we our plan is to have a drive-through execution style of toy drive, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Both gates will be open, one an exit, one an entrance, and we'll have Marines and Blues out there with some Toys for Tots boxes where you can just come up, drop off the toys, and if you'd like to leave, that's fine, but if you'd like to stay, we'll have some parking to around the side of the building to take some pictures with big trucks, big marine vehicles.
There's big toys for the kids at heart to get the picture taken.
Oh, for sure. And then I think we're going to have some weapons display as well.
Cool.
I say pending weather just because I'm skeptical.
It's 100% going to be great tomorrow.
Okay, that's good. Right. That's good energy
John
to put out of the world.
I deemed it so.
I'm down. I support it. And then we could take some pictures and stuff. And then I believe the Marine Corps recruiters will be out there as well. They'll have a booth set up to talk to some young people who may be looking to join a branch of the military.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say Marine Corps because I'm not in the Marines. But but if that's, you know, that's definitely an opportunity for them to hang out. And I think they're gonna be trying to do a pull-up competition and some other physical activity stuff out there as well.
Man, pull-ups was never my game.
I got good at them a little while ago, and then I did not.
And what kind of toys are we looking for?
So what we're looking for are unused, unopened toys, bikes, books, as well as batteries. Basically anything that's not used, essentially. We want them all. What we don't want are anything that can be deemed or looks like actual weapons, like knives, guns, or anything like that. Of course, Nerf guns are okay.
Because it'll look like a Nerf gun.
Correct.
Yeah. Everybody goes, that's a Nerf gun.
But if it can be misconstrued as an actual weapon, we ask that we don't get those.
And this is from little bitty kids all the way up to 12, right?
Correct.
All right, so think about that when you're going to the store and you're looking at it and you look at the little thing that says perfect for such and such age.
Definitely.
And let's mix it up where we got both girls and boys toys because it's out there. But of course, bicycles are, what do they call that? Bicycles are for everybody. I forgot what the word is.
I'm not.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So bicycles are great. And you said something about the first 100 people that come by, there's going to be some food.
Yes, so we're going to be getting 100 meals from Silver Spoon.
Cool.
The first 100 people that stop by, they can take it, whether they drop off toys or not. Mm-hmm. We'll also have coffee from Starbucks, which will also be free, as well as possibly coupons from Firehouse Subs.
Cool.
But we will have fire hats.
All right.
Little kids that show up.
Yeah, we want those.
those are always good. And this would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
There you go. Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, Western Texas County. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk about Toys for Tots. We've got Staff Sergeant Rab and Petty Officer Groves in here talking about the big event that is going on tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
At the Marine Reserve Center is what we're going to call it. It's that facility that's been there forever. It's between Texas County College and College Bowl. It's like, I know you know what I'm talking about. And it's going to be going on 1 until 4 tomorrow afternoon. They're going to have some food around. They're going to have big toys, as we call them, for kids and kids that like to get their picture taken. Going to be some dress blues being worn out there by some.
Sure.
And kids love that kind of thing. And they're going to be accepting the new unwrapped toys. New unwrapped toys, basically from birth on up to 12 years of age, both genders, female and male type toys.
Oh, yeah.
To get this all kicked off, this service area, we talked about it on Facebook, but we hadn't talked about it on the radio. The service area is rather large.
It's humongous.
Yeah. Well, how many counties?
Ten counties.
Ten counties across the area. So thousands of kids you're trying to serve.
Lots of kids. We served around 4,000 last year with 12,000 toys, and I don't want to give like a, you know, double it or anything, but I would love to see more than 4,000 kids this year, for sure.
Absolutely. That would be great.
It'd be amazing.
And will y'all have boxes set out across the area, or what? How's that going to be going on
right now,
over the next couple of months?
So right now we're taking applications online to become a toy drop site, and essentially you just put in an application, we'll come out, drop boxes off, and I think right now I want to say we have around 20 drop sites, which last year we had 27. So we can get there. We can definitely go over that if that's the case. I know that the we've had a lot of people reach out via phone. And I can't understand the messages. So if you leave a message while calling me, I can't understand.
It has to be clear.
It's got to be
clear. Really?
gotta be clear.
I know how that works. We're gonna up on the website.
That helps
for sure.
The website?
Yeah, the easiest way to get to the website is just by Googling. Toys for Tots, Texarkana.
Okay.
And I have the link on our website.
Okay, all right. Toys for Tots, Texarkana. If you Google that, you'll get to the website.
And the website's long.
We got it up on the mypigradio.com, so you can help out. And so over the next 6 weeks, I guess, particularly, because when do you kind of wrap it up and say, okay, we've got the toys together? When's that kind of end?
It's kind of at the end of November, beginning of December.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out, right now we're trying to figure out a toy drop or a good distribution week. Just with, there's a bunch of stuff in the government / our site that we're kind of figuring out with dates. So we got to make sure that when we do get those dates, we put them out to the public. And at the end of November timeframe is when we'll start rounding up all the boxes. And then we'll start doing our counting and our sorting and everything in our warehouse. And then we'll have the week of distribution and we'll go ham from there.
All right. So be looking for these boxes over the next 6 weeks.
For sure.
Basically. And if you can, get out to this event on Saturday because it's going to be a lot of family fun with, like I said, food and all kinds of things.
Oh,
and then bring a toy. Bring a toy.
Bring a toy.
Yes.
And put it in the bin and be part of making somebody have a great Christmas.
Sure.
I'm talking about Toys for Tots. We got Staff Sergeant Rab and Petty Officer Groves in here with us about talking about the big event tomorrow, and we'll kind of go over that real quickly again here in just a minute. But I did want them, along with Anna, can throw in there. She can get a mic and throw it in there and share a mic or whatever. It's yes or BS, okay? I'm going to give you a statement. You decide whether it's actual truth or whether there's something wrong with it. I call it Barbra Streisand BS, okay?
Balderdash.
Whatever you want to call it. I call it Barbra Streisand. All right. And I'm trying to do something that Anna doesn't already know.
Well, that's no fair.
It's not fair for you to already know the answers. Here we go. The maximum number of questions in a game of Jeopardy is 61. You know, they have that Jeopardy, then they got Double Jeopardy or whatever it is. The maximum number of questions in a game of Jeopardy is 61.
I'd say sure. Why not? True.
True. And it is true.
Yes.
61 is right.
We're so good at this.
We are.
According to a recent poll of women, A man's most annoying habit is constantly channel surfing with the remote control. Is that the most annoying habit, according to women?
I don't think it's breathing.
Breathing, yes. Yeah. She asked the other day, what three words upset a woman? I said, speaking or whatever. Just whatever. Speaking aloud.
I do think that is BS.
Oh, yeah. Put down the remote.
That's false.
Okay, it is false. Actually, it is leaving dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah. Breathing.
Dirty dishes in the sink or breathing, yes.
That would have been good.
Either one. Now, this is one that Anna already knows, but she won't.
Wait.
Yeah. The first album, remember when we had albums ever to come out on CD, compact disc, was Michael Jackson's Thriller. Is that yes or BS? The first album to come out on a CD was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
I'd say BS.
He says BS.
Anna says no.
Anna says no.
I was cheating with you. Don't
wrap
me up.
Well, you're right. Any guesses on which one, what artist it was? Any guesses on that?
Can you give us the genre of music?
It would be like rock. It'd be like a rocker.
AC/DC.
Not quite that hard. We call him the Boss. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
Born in the USA was the first CD.
I feel like I knew that. In the back of my mind.
That's confirmed.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Camels have three eyelids to protect themselves from the blowing sand out in the desert.
That's true.
True.
That is very true. He would know, even though he wasn't with the camels, he spent time in the desert.
A random desert fact.
Is that a camel over there?
Yeah, any camels out there? All right.
California, but is that a camel?
You'll find the Grand Canyon, Painted Desert, and Petrified Forest all in the same state.
I think so. Why not?
True.
Yeah, it is good old Arizona. Cool. Grand Canyon is something else, that's for sure.
It's beautiful.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, was established by Thomas Jefferson's wife in 1802. Is that yes or BS? It was established by Thomas Jefferson's wife
in
1802.
That's the Army one, right?
We're in the military, but we don't know all the answers.
We're going to guess.
I'd say true.
No.
Oh, okay. I said true.
I heard both of them out there. Yes, no, yes, no.
I said true.
Well, the year is correct, 1802, but it was not established by Thomas Jefferson's wife.
There we go.
It was established by Congress. So whoever said BS was right.
Dang it.
Okay.
You were kind of right because the year was right.
All right, we got two more. Two more.
That's what I was going off of.
The first entirely computer generated film was the movie Ants. Is that yes or BS? The very first entirely computer-generated film was Ants.
I'd say
true.
Sure.
I'd say BS.
All right, whoever said BS is right because it was one of my favorites.
We just wanted to give them one.
Toy Story with Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
All right.
And finally, Alaska's flag was designed in 1927 by a 13-year-old schoolboy. Alaska's flag.
Sure.
True.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is true. And y'all did quite well.
We did.
On yes or BS.
Geniuses.
All right. The big event tomorrow is at the what we call the Marine Reserve Center on College Drive between Tishkana College and College Bowl.
Yep.
1 until 4. And you want the new and unwrapped new toy, right?
Correct. Yes. Bring all the toys. Bring batteries, like you said.
Small packages, not like big jumbos.
I mean,
one family would get the big package.
Bring the toys, because this is the kickoff for the toys. Basically, the kickoff for the toys for toys.
Yeah.
Bring the toys. Bring the kids. They're going to have equipment that you can get on, take pictures and all that kind of stuff, and fire hats and
food.
Food. Yeah. Free food.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Coffee,
yeah. So 1 until 4 tomorrow.
Correct.
Bring the new and unwrapped toy. Bring your kids to enjoy it. Get some pictures taken. There's going to be some Marines out there in dress blues. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Should be a good time.
All right, and the weather's going to be perfect. So, please give and bring those toys. I hope you all have a big event tomorrow.
I do, too.
Oh,
thank you so much.
It was good to meet you again, and good to meet you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.